Thank you, Randy, for that nice invitation. And thank you for the music. Wasn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
I bet you felt like me. You wanted to get up and dance. Tell me, is the sound all right? Is it too much or too little or whatever? It's okay. Can everybody hear? Good. Well, it's nice to see so many people out, and Randy said it's a brisk September evening, which makes me feel right at home. This is the way I like it. It's the climate I'm used to. So thank you for that as well. I think you must have been praying about the weather. Well, I knew that I had to give a different talk tonight, as most of the people here have heard all my other talks. And so this, I have been thinking about it for some time, and just letting the idea of what the subject had to be just be born, listening for inspiration and ideas. And on Sunday, and this is Tuesday, on Sunday I got the idea. I was on a plane from Chicago to Dallas. And I was sitting beside a very nice man, and we got to talking to each other, asking each other what our business was, and I told him what I did, and he seemed to be very interested. The journey lasted for about 2.5 hours, and we got into pretty deep conversation. And he said to me, "I would like to share a story with you that I haven't told to many people, but I feel that you would understand it." And he said that 20 years ago, their little daughter, aged 12, was diagnosed as having cancer. And she was given 12 months to live. And he said, actually, she only lived 11 months. And he said what a hard time this was for him and his wife and the rest of the family to have to live through this. But he said that his little daughter had a CB radio, which meant that she could tune in to truck drivers and all different people. And this was her hobby, that she would talk to these people. And she told them a lot about herself. And some of these truck drivers rallied around and felt that they should do something for this little girl. So they called the local radio station. And they got a lot of interest and support going. And the radio station wanted to send her and her parents to Disneyland. But this man was telling me that they left it too late. By the time everything was organized, it was just 2 weeks before she passed away. And by this time, she was very weak. And they had taken her to L.A., but they decided that she wasn't strong enough to go all the way to Disneyland. So the radio station asked her, "Well, is there anything else that you would like to do, anything in the world?" And this little girl said, "I must see the Pacific Ocean." She didn't say, "I want to see it." She said, "I must see it." So they got a pilot, and the pilot said, "Well, you're going to see it. You're going to see it in style." So they took her up in this plane, and when the plane came down, just as they got out of L.A., and they were looking over the ocean, and he brought the plane way down low so that she could have a good view. And as they got down, two big whales just jumped up out of the sea like this, very gracefully. And the pilot couldn't believe it. He said he'd been 30 years in the air. He'd never seen that before. He'd seen one whale at a time, but he had never seen two together, and them doing this. And the child was absolutely elated. She was overjoyed about this. And that night, this man and his wife were in their bedroom, and he said to her, "What do you think is the best thing that happened today? So many lovely things happened." And she said, "I think it was the wheels." And he replied, "So did I." He said, "I felt when we saw the wheels that the whales were saying they could take care of our little girl, and we can now let go. The man was telling me a story, and I was crying, and he was crying. And he said that they both let go, and the child had such wonderful peace. And then he said, about a few days after the funeral took place, that he was feeling really sad. And I'm just hoping I brought this with me. He was feeling really sad, and he said that he was crying, feeling very depressed. And he went to his library and he took out a book and he decided to read the book. And the book was Moby Dick. And in the foreword of the book, we're brought up, but I'll tell you in essence what it was. He said he opened this book and it said on the foreword of the book that God made the great whales. And then it said that the two whales represented Michael and Gabriel, the two angels. And he felt that this is what these whales represented to him and to his wife. And said that after that, the grief went whenever they felt that Michael and Gabriel, the angels, were taking care of his children. Now, this set my thought to work. I had been working with a few patients recently with angels, with the idea of angels, angel messages and things that Mrs. Eddy said about angels. But I said to this man, well, I have a story now to tell to you. And I told him that just recently, about a month ago, I was invited to speak to some Sunday school children. And there were just me and the children in the room. There were no teachers and no parents. And so I asked them, they seemed a bit slow to get started. And I said, have you any questions that you would like to ask me? And one little girl put up her hand and she told me her name. And she said she was 8 years old. And she said, Mrs. Smith, I have a question to ask you. She said, why did my mommy die when I was only 5 and I needed her? Well, what a question to ask. I just felt that I wanted to run down there and take her up in my arms. And I was really praying for an answer. So I said to her, dear child, I don't know why your mommy died. I really can't answer that question. But I do know that there is no death and that your mommy hasn't died. She hasn't gone any place. And I said, can you imagine what it must have been like for the disciples when they had followed this wonderful man, Jesus? They'd seen him healing all sorts of people, all sorts of diseases. He fed the multitude. He walked on the waves. He stilled the storm. He raised the dead. And then suddenly they came, they took him, they crucified him, they spat on him. I said, can you imagine how the disciples must have felt? They must have said, where is the God that this man told us about? Has he left him alone? Has he deserted him? And they must have thought, how can we go out and preach ever again when we saw this terrible thing happen to our master? But I said, do you know what happened? 3 days after that, our master rose from the dead. He rose to tell everybody in the world that there is no death. There really is no death. He overcame it for others. He finally overcame it for himself. And I said, now, can you imagine what that did for the disciples? When they saw that he overcame all that, all the hatred, all the opposition, all the suffering, he rose from the dead. And I said, that's the message for us, that nobody has ever died. And then I said, but I want to tell you another little story. Some years ago, there was a woman and her only little girl died when she was young. And this woman was absolutely grief-stricken. She couldn't get over this grief. She didn't want to mix with her friends. She sat in the house and cried. She wouldn't eat. She wouldn't go out. She drew her curtains. She sat in the dark. And then one night, she cried herself to sleep. And she had a dream. And in the dream, she saw all these little angels walking through heaven, all dressed up in white robes and carrying a candle, and they were singing, except for one little girl, and that was her little girl. And someone said to the little girl, "Why are you not singing, dear? And why is your candle out?" And she said, "My mommy's tears put my candle out, and I can't sing, because my mommy is crying for me."